France has declared war on Islam and the Muslims.
France is so anti-Muslim.
Ce à quoi nous devons nous attaquer.
What we must fight is Islamist separatism.
The French government's defense of the right to show controversial cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad.
President Macron said that he would defend the right to show controversial cartoons of the Muslim prophet Muhammad.
Anti-separatism law that...
By backing those criminal cartoons, the insulting cartoons of Charlie Hebdo, France showed us how wicked they really are. Of course, for us as believers, we know that this treatment of Muslims, this treating them as subhuman, that they can be singled out for disgrace, mockery, mistreatment. This doesn't begin now with these cartoons, or even in 2015 when they were first published. There is a long, dark, bloody history that France has and how they've dealt with Muslims. If you go back to what happened in Algeria, the colonial history, the racism, Islamophobia, mistreatment, murder, slaughter of the innocents, it didn't begin now. Now the end of an empire. If you ever wanted to see a case study of systematic racism and mistreatment of a people, look at the Muslims in France and the way that in this so-called civilized country, these individuals are treated. One part of it is the hijab and religious symbols. That's one part of it. But what have they done to those Muslims over there? Meaning they've gotten used to mistreating them to the extent that they've had lawmakers, before there was a Muslim sister, and wearing the hijab, she was addressing the National Assembly, wearing, even according to their rules, the hijab that they said was okay. They had lawmakers walk out on her speech. They're just used to this idea that you can be singled out, you can be mistreated, and it's okay. They think that this kind of behavior is okay. Remember, brothers and sisters, this is the same country where, according to the laws that are on the books, mistreating someone for their race or their color is wrong, according to the books. Singling someone out for their religion is unacceptable. They are so sensitive when it comes to respecting the feelings of other people that for over there, Holocaust denial, even if it's done in an academic sense, that someone simply wants to study the Holocaust and say, is it correct? Is it historically correct? Comes with a prison sentence. So these individuals, they think that no, mistreating the Muslims in this way, where the most sacred personality is treated in a way that you don't treat anybody, that this should be fine and it should be okay and it should be acceptable. What we tell them is that Islam answers. If, and this is not true in France, if the freedom of speech was an absolute value, if it wasn't the case, that when we just look at the French record, we see that this is not the case. If it was an absolute value that you are free to insult or blaspheme, and it doesn't matter how important these individuals, doesn't matter if they're prophets of God, it's okay. We as Muslims would say that no, you do not have the right in the name of free speech to blaspheme, hate speech, mockery, degrading other individuals, insulting their religion. That does not fall within the bounds of the things that you're allowed to do with free speech. They have other excuses that they offer. They say that no, we're fighting terrorism, Islamic fascism. We say that's also a lie. If you look at the record, who has been supporting the takfirists? Those same people are slaughtering innocents, cutting people's liver out. Who supported them? Who's protecting them? Who helped them wreak havoc on the Muslims of Syria and so many other places? The criminals in France, they did this. So it's clearly not the case that they have a problem with terrorists or killers or murderers. Currently, they're supporting Saudi Arabia. The whole world is watching. what's happening in Yemen right now. If you were human beings, the slaughter of the innocents, children, women, starvation. They're supporting the terrorists in Israel? So no, it's clearly not the case that they have a problem with terrorists or mistreated. No, no, that's not the case. What's clear for us as Muslims is that there is an agenda. They think these are the good old days where they can dictate to the Muslims how they're going to feel. For them, in their own mind, they make the rules. They will tell you that the Zionists and their interests are protected. The LGBT community, they are free to practice their religion and follow their way of life. You as Muslims have to have thick skin. We can mock the most sacred personalities. What they said, not only to back the cartoons, that we are going to make booklets to distribute in high schools where we will show the cartoons so kids who come into school will all see them. Not only that, it's a crime for you to express anger and disgust at the cartoons. You're angry about it? That's a crime. You've underestimated the sons and daughters of Muhammad. You go over and you put the cartoons up on huge government buildings, hotels, protect them with police. So they think they make the rules. And Islam also tells them that you, Tawhut over there, and his masters, because we know he is nothing but a puppet, you're too small to make the rules. You don't decide who gets insulted and who doesn't get insulted. God, the creator of the universe, he decides. And what we'll share with you is that insulting a messenger of God, so Rasulullah is not the prophet of Islam. He's the last of the anbiya, the rusul, the messengers of God. Insulting one of the messengers of God is like insulting every nabi who ever walked the earth. This is not just an insult to the greatest of the anbiya to ever walk the earth. This is an insult to Isa and Musa and Nuh and Adam and God himself. You don't get to pick and choose who is insulted.